but I'm not going to bring that energy in.
No, you're not.
Welcome to Confidently Insecure, the podcast where we're absolutely sure we don't know everything. I'm scared.
I'm terrified.
And I'm a woman.
You were scared before we started recording. You're scared during. You're scared after.
Guys, we're trying a new audio thing. It's the women's episode. I'm terrified, but it's so far so good.
But at least it's okay. At least it's happening during women's episode because women are understanding. If it was happening during men's month, which month is ours? Oh, the rest of them.
Yeah.
they wouldn't be as understanding.
No, it would be. But you know what? This would have been solved. Audio would be crisp and perfect, and there would be no problems if this
was men's month.
Yeah.
You're right.
Happy Women's Month, Zach.
Thank you. How are you celebrating?
By being one.
Oh my gosh. I have decided to renew my current subscriptions to Female Friendships.
Okay.
They're one of my faves.
Good. They fucking better be. You're on watch for this episode is all I have to say.
Nuh-uh.
You're never in trouble
As someone who gets penetrated, I feel sometimes like a woman.
Oh.
I think being penetrated is a big part of being a woman.
Cancel him right now.
Wait, are we sure we turn the intro music off?
Yeah.
Okay.
And then this is going to be
bing bong.
You don't even know that for sure.
I'm guessing. It's you guys, a guess.
We don't have our headphones on.
Because we're trying
for one of many reasons. But
and I swear to God, if this episode gets fucked up, I'm gonna quit the podcast.
Maybe we do it as like a 35-minute episode, so we don't feel as
so cut down for women, pay them less.
If we could put Women's Month, what's the second shortest month after February? There's a bunch of them, aren't there?
Yeah,
is this one of them?
I don't think so.
Oh, really?
30 days past September, April, June, and November. All the rest of 30. No, this is 31.
Okay, so let's change it to a 30-day one.
Oh my God. Okay. Do you have any housekeeping bing bongs?
Well, I think since last time we potted, I did my late night appearance on After Midnight.
Oh my God, that's right. Ah! Can I watch it? Is it streaming?
It's
somewhere?
On if you have Paramount Plus.
I sure do.
Oh my gosh, yes, you can. And it's a really cute episode. It's me.
Don't say the end.
Beth Stelling and Mo Welch, and we're competing for who can be the dumbest bitch. And it's so funny because Taylor Tomlinson's the host. And at one point I screamed because I was in the lead. Mm-hmm. I was like, the patriarchy's alive and well.
In Women's History Month.
To be fair, I didn't realize it was Women's History Month.
That's worse. Don't say that. That's fucking worse.
Listen, every month to me is Women's History Month. Every day
he's redeemed
is Women's History Month. Every hour is Women's History Month.
I'm so glad you said that because later on I have a game for you that's going to prove your worth to women.
Well, I have two games and you're going to look like a real dum-dum.
Well, since we have so many games, I'll give you a quick housekeeping so that I can get started and then we'll throw it to break. How about that?
Oh my God. Okay. Well, now I'm in game insecure. Mine's just two games with multiple choice questions.
I love. We'll save the whole second half for games.
Okay,
great. My housekeeping. Oh boy, oh boy.
Okay.
Remember how last week, y'all?
Should it be oh girl, oh girl? Kelsey, of all months.
You fucking got me, Zach. You fucking got me. Remember last week I talked about a bachelorette trip?
Yeah.
And I was like, it's pretty tame. We like chilled out the house.
Yes.
We went and saw some
Mexico.
Caves. Mexico. Tell me why my girl's trip to Aspen after we spoke after last week's pod ended up being the most batshit insane night of my life that I've had and since I quit drinking.
Because of the altitude.
Is that it?
That's what I'm going to say.
Okay. I think it's also the magic of Aspen.
Because the word ass is in it.
Ooh, that's got to be it.
Aspen.
So Aspen continued to be as bougie. I think when we did our podcast recording last week, I'd only been there for one day or something. And then the rest of the trip from there was batshit cray-cray.
You've been shamed for being poor.
Yes, I had been shamed for being poor. And then the girls I went on this trip with were all girls from my breakup boot camp.
Okay.
Like, we love each other so much that we went.
Well, that's the other reason. That's the other reason. Bachelorettes were preparing and thinking about love and marriage, and y'all were thinking about,
we are fucking insane women.
Yes.
Just healed and we're gonna go rip about the town.
You've just shat on someone's car.
Dog. Let me just tell you, I'm just gonna try and give you like the big points. Okay. One girly, full lesbian. She
that happened there?
No, she's been a lesbian.
Okay, she came a lesbian and she stayed a lesbian.
She was married at one point for 12 years and she just got divorced.
To a woman?
Yes.
Now that's the most Women's History Month you can do.
That's what a lesbian is, in case you weren't sure. So she was there. One girl has just discovered her bisexuality and she
had pried out of her.
Only had sex with one girl before this trip. And another girl, bisexual queen, but like single for the first time in a while and
just was with a man previously.
Yes. So you can see where this is going. Let me try and just hit the fucking highlights. So the very first night, my lesbian friend is like making fun of me for bringing drugs to the trip. She's like, well, she wasn't making fun of me. She was like, that's so risky to bring it through TSA.
Is this the one who had never done it though?
Yes. And so she was like, oh my God, I like, that's so risky to bring it through TSA. And I'm like,
I'm white.
Huh?
You're like, I'm white.
Yeah, that's exactly what I said. And she goes, what I do is I put mine in a bag of Cheez-Its. And she pulls out a huge bag of mushrooms.
What?
Like a drug dealer size amount of mushrooms. And I was like, wait, what? Like your thing. Mine was just me. You literally like
in a
sealed yours in a fake Cheez-Its bag. And it was a bunch of mushrooms.
Wait, okay. When Cheez-Its go through an X-ray machine, I'm picturing it picking up every little Cheez-It. Like little
Maybe
squares.
I don't know. I will take no further questions on this matter. So let's just say there was a lot of mushrooms happening this weekend.
Whoa. So wait, did they work for you?
No. One of the first, I said I would be taking no further questions on this matter.
Oh, sorry.
One of the first things that I went to was a champagne party, which is on top of the mountain. In case you didn't see my TikTok or my reels, you go to this place and for an hour every Saturday during the ski season, you spray $200 bottles of champagne at each other. That's it. You get fucked up. You drink. I don't drink. Did I still buy two bottles? Yes.
For $400.
Yes, was that great? It was so much fun. I bought two more bottles.
Ew, you do it! Kelsey!
I don't want to talk about it, and I would never admit this online, but I spent $800 on champagne that I poured directly into other people's faces, and it was the best time of my life. It was the best time of my life. So during that party, we
support
meet
support women, but
a bachelor party, a group of like seven or eight guys. And I'm like, well, this is convenient. So we exchange numbers and we go back to the place. We have dinner out and our lesbian knew that other lesbians that night were going to this club.
A lesbian
Aspen.
Club?
It wasn't. It was actually like a straight club.
Can I really not ask questions?
Sometimes your questions make me feel like I'm in trouble. Like you go, I'm already giving you the details that like I'm doing drugs and illegal things. And you're like, wait, so did you also steal? And I'm like, stop trying to get me to go to prison.
Okay, so I'm literally Jiminy Cricket. I'm your conscience.
Yes, 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 yes.
Go on.
So we go to dinner. Then we go to this club, right? And I'm like, ladies, you guys drink, I don't. But for one bottle to get a table, it's only $500. Like we each throw down $100.
You're like, I literally poured that much on the ground today.
Yeah, I was like, who am I? Great Gatsby. I was like, to just get a table where we have seats and everything and a bottle of tequila is $500. We each pay $125. Let's do it. And everyone was like, yeah, let's do it. That makes a lot of sense. We're 30 something years old, you guys. We can do these things.
Yeah.
I want a bigger table because I know the bachelor party's coming to join us and we're also making lesbian friends. And I'm like, we don't have enough seats. So I go to the hostess and I'm like, hey, how much more would it be
to get a big table?
Get a big table. And she goes, well, I can do it for two. And she holds up two. And I thought she meant bottles.
$2,000.
I didn't know she meant $2,000. So
this is meant to like make me hyperventilate, I think.
So we switched to a very large table in the center of the club. And I'm thinking this is just two bottles now. And, you know, we're going to be there for five or six.
Which would have been 1K.
Which would have been 1K. Okay. Yes. So
and now, maybe the new people would have like thrown in.
So now it's 2K. I don't know this at the time, but plus taxes and fees, which apparently they do, which is tip included, is $700. So it's now $2,700. Oh, and by the way, if you want water and Red Bull to go along with your drinks, those are $36 each can. So we walked around the night on my credit card, $3,100.
Oh my God.
I've never in my life ever bought a table at a club ever in my life. And I will never again. That is the one time.
Did anyone offer to pay?
Only my girls.
None of the boys?
Because.
Did you say it was Women's History Month?
I forgot.
Did you ask for a Women's History Month discount?
I also forgot.
Damn it.
So anyway, the whole time at the club, we're having like makeouts. We're watching three-way kisses. The girls are so high on shrooms and some other drugs.
Full shrooms or just like little mini shrooms?
Like full shrooms. And then the bachelor is on the ground on all fours and my friend is riding him like a pony.
Are the bachelors on shrooms?
No, they were.
So the girls just drugged themselves and then sent themselves to a bunch of men?
No, you know how shrooms are. It's like,
I do.
You're still very potent.
I don't think I got horny during shrooms. I got giggly.
I don't really know either, to be honest. I was all over the place. The bachelor makes best friends with me. He tries to invite me to his wedding like 5 or 6 times. He tells me this is the best night of his bachelor party. Thank you for providing a table. Thank you for all my girls are like making out with his friends. And we're like having three-way kisses and stuff. I'm making out with my girlfriends. It's like,
is the lesbian kissing any boys or is she being closed-minded?
She was being heterophobic.
I wish I'd been there to push the limits of the men.
I would have enjoyed that. So it becomes at like 2 o'clock in the morning, right? And we go.
Did you find out about the bill?
At the end. And I just went, I don't want to think about this. And I handed them my credit card and said, I'll do it this tomorrow. I'm dead cold stone sober, by the way.
Yeah.
The boys are like, come back to our place. We have a huge house we rented for this bachelor party. And we're like, say less. So we go there. Immediately, everyone's naked. Immediately, everyone's going in and out of the hot tub. Immediately, me and my friend are doing like a striptease dance.
Are guys hard?
Oh, yeah. And not.
Are guys penetrating? Are girls being penetrated?
Not yet. Well, not in front of me.
Okay.
They were slipping off to rooms and things like
and
that.
And how many are we talking? What's the number ratio? 4 girls to... Is the lesbian still there?
Yeah. No, she won't, obviously. Stop asking more detailed questions.
I will not.
I will not give you some answers.
I'm the listener.
All the answers are not for me to spill the beans.
Wait, you won't say how many girls and how many boys?
I'm allowing the information I feel comfortable about my point of view happening. I don't want other people to feel like they're going to be in trouble.
I think we've passed that point.
So my friend who's only slept with one girl, I'm like, this is your fucking time, bitch. Bend over.
To sleep with 8 guys. You
I'm
said bend
a
over
yes.
to a basically virgin?
To a bi virgin. And also, it's at this moment of 8 men in this house, let's say your number is accurate, not a single one brought a condom.
Yeah, duh. Me and my bros don't roll like that.
The way, Zachary, we threw our clothes back on and we're like, goodbye. None of you are getting any of these.
Isn't it the women's job to be on birth control? I hope one of you beautiful fuckers clips that out and tries to get me in trouble.
That's the one that gets you in trouble. I'm not even doing this fucking podcast.
I'm just saying.
So we were like shocked. We were like, you guys are idiots. Like, you fuck without condom. We don't want to hang out with you. And they were like, oh, none of us thought we were going to get laid. I was like, you went on a bachelor trip to Aspen to blow fucking all your money.
Actually, none of us thought, period.
So here's the thing. My one friend, I'm not going to say which one, like really likes one of the guys. And she's like, I want to bring him back to our place. Like,
it's the Bachelor.
At this point, the Bachelor has like promised me front row seats to his wedding. We're going to be best friends for life.
He was on cocaine?
Probably. And so.
I hate coke plans.
Oh. Sorry, I felt special.
Did you really?
Yeah. I was like, wow, I feel like the orchestrator of this chaos. So
but you were sober.
Like, yeah, that's why I felt like the orchestrator of the chaos. Wait. I felt like I was like, look at my little fucking party circus. Ha ha ha.
Oh my God.
Like, everyone, you want to hook up? You want to hook up? Let me help facilitate this. You want to get eaten out for the
first
time?
You're guiding penises into holes?
Maybe. And I was like, no, I didn't touch any penises.
Really?
They don't wear condoms. I'm not going to touch penises.
You can still bat one around.
I'm not going to hit it like a fucking balloon.
Why not?
Not for me, dog.
The floor is lava. Don't let the penis hit the ground.
But do you know how disgusting you must be if you don't use condoms to a bachelor party?
They went
party?
In the hot tub. It's all burned off.
No, that's not how science works. Women's History Month.
Maybe they really did think that they were just going to bro out.
You would think. But no, these were not that good. These were hot, attractive men.
Oh, that's dumb.
So I'm like, yes, bring your guy back. I have condoms at the house. I'm a responsible grown-ass adult woman. We get to the house and my friend, the girl who's never really hooked up with a girl before, was like, can you teach me some things? And I'm like, duh. And this other girl's like, well, I want to have sex with this guy. And I'm like, great. But there was only one bedroom open. So we like all went into one room and like, I didn't cross paths with them and they didn't cross paths with me. But like we all had sex in the same room. But you can't really call it an orgy.
That's got to be called something. There's got to be a German word for that.
Are you ready for the worst part of all of this? None of us knew it was daylight savings time. So we look at the clock. It's 5 a.m. And we all are like, we have to go to sleep.
I can't see the sunrise.
Two Klonopin because I don't want to see the fucking sunrise. And I'm like, good night. Zach, I slept in till 3 p.m. the next day. We were supposed to get up at 9 to go ski.
Oh!
My girlfriends come in and are like, hey, we feel bad waking you up, but it's 3 p.m. And I shoot out of bed and I'm like, no, it's not. That hasn't happened since 10 years ago when I was getting dirty Jersey Shore.
I was
going to
say, sleeping until 3 p.m. is your 20s.
Yes.
It's not, if it's in your 30s,
it's not cute.
It's not cute.
It's anxiety inducing.
You lost a day.
I lost a day. But let me tell you, I was up till 5.
You loved it.
I had a whole day. I gained a day. You know what I'm saying?
You did. You spent your day in the night.
I spent my day in the night. So that was my Aspen trip. And then the next day we all got up and like talked about it. Like it wasn't weird at all. And this is why I think women are better. Women's History Month.
Okay.
It's not weird at all.
Of the girl couple and the girl boy couple in the room, who won?
We did.
Did you?
Yeah. Oh yeah. We were treating it like they were like,
what were
cares?
They? Were they, did you hear balls slapping?
No.
Really?
Uh-uh.
Were there cheeks clapping?
No.
No clapping?
No.
Skin to skin contact wasn't happening?
Yes.
Not like.
Yeah, but like.
Like a soft applause?
Yeah, like a soft applause.
Okay.
Like a golf
What
clap.
About a squishy sound?
Nope.
Or like a.
If you want to keep, I can put this in the soundboard. Also, the cat hair is now over here, Zach.
Do you literally not want me to touch Leo?
Yes, we went over this last.
No, I said
ago.
I wasn't going to do this.
Oh.
Do you not touch your cat?
We don't speak.
You don't scratch your cat.
I'm just kidding. Let me tell you the history of Women's History Month.
Okay.
When do you think it started? Just take a
no,
guess.
No, this is my job.
Oh. Okay. Well, let me just tell you then.
Because when did it become official?
Oh, okay. So good point. It started in 1911. The idea for a month dedicated to women's history grew from a week-long observance in Sonoma County, California in 1978, which featured presentations, student essay contests, and a parade. So it wasn't until 1980 when President Jimmy Carter issued a proclamation declaring the week of March 8th as National Women's History Week. And it wasn't until Congress passed a resolution in 1981 to make it
That's
an
one
official
of my questions.
Month. I'm just glad someone was like, maybe we should give them more than 7 days, you know?
I don't know. I think it should last a period.
Of time?
No, of menstruation.
I thought that's what you meant.
And any woman who syncs up with Women's History Week wins.
What do we win?
I don't know. You maintain the right to vote.
Copy that. When we come back from this break, I'm going to play a game with you.
I'm going to play a game with you.
The weather is getting warmer, so it is time to say goodbye to jackets and sweaters and hello to shorts and tees. I wanted to update my wardrobe for the long haul without spending a fortune. Luckily, I found Quince. Now that I've got a lineup of timeless pieces that keep me looking effortlessly chic year after year, like premium European linen dresses, blouses, and shorts from 30 doll hairs, washable silk tops, timeless 14-karat gold jewelry, and so much more. The best part, all Quince items are priced 50 to 80% less than similar brands.
I can confirm this. I'm actually wearing Quince pants right now.
You are.
They are so, they're loose, they're breezy. These babies have a button, a fly, drawstring, and elastic in the band. So I can like, I can dress them up, I can dress them down.
Yes.
They're the perfect pant for summer, and I'm really comfortable as hell in them.
Honestly, I am wearing the Quince 14 karat gold earring loop right now.
Oh my God.
I know. I think it's so cute. It does not tarnish. It is so comfy, and I have sensitive ears, so I'm really loving this for my body. So get warm weather ready with Quince. Go to quince.com/Kelsey for free shipping on your order and 365-day returns. That's quince.com/Kelsey to get free shipping and 365-day returns. Quince.com/Kelsey. I hope that worked.
Okay. You just did that based on sensory memory?
Yeah. I don't know. I'm a little uneased by this episode in case you can't tell. I'm very tense.
Yeah, there's a good chance we're screaming into the void, but I'm enjoying our time together.
This is fun.
And you know what?
What?
If this doesn't record, I bet we'll have to do just an episode like I like where we just talk for the most part.
Where I'm just like, just tell me things.
I mean, that Aspen story.
You would have loved to go deeper. You would have loved to get more
detail. And if this doesn't work, we go deeper.
Fine. Did you know the term computer bug was coined by none other than Rear Admiral Grace Hopper, a pioneering computer scientist? In 1947, while working on the Mark II computer, her team found an actual moth bug causing issues. And they taped it into their logbook, humorously noting that it as the first actual case of being a bug found. And that's where the term computer bug came from, is a woman.
I knew that, actually.
And you didn't.
Yeah, I did.
Prove it.
I think we actually had that in an episode in some weird way. Yes. Why else would I be looking that? Why else would I know that? Except unless you made me learn something.
I'm just trying to make you a better person. Okay. Well, did you know about Bessie Coleman? The first African-American woman to hold a pilot license. Okay. She wasn't just any pilot. She was a stunt flying sensation, earning her name, the Queen Bess.
What was the name?
Queen Bess.
No, something her name.
Earning her name?
Earning. You definitely said orning. Did you not hear it?
I'm unused to this episode. I told you. I'm on like a hot, like a high frequency vibration anxiety.
I want the word orning to be something.
Orning.
Do you know what's so funny? Whenever I play Wordle, I guess words, and I'm like, it's not a word. And I'm like, how is that not a word?
Mm.
Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, I don't know, like, skull, S-K-A-L-L.
That's not a word.
I don't think it's a word. Right?
That is weird.
I do this all the time with Wordle.
I didn't know you played Wordle. I'll throw you in our group chat.
Okay.
Where we share our scores every day. Okay, stop trying to interrupt me telling you about fabulous women.
I'm just trying to bring what I bring to the podcast
Which is what?
Derailment.
Chaos. What about Agatha Christie? Ever heard of her? Yeah.
A novelist.
The Queen of Mystery. Did you know that she actually once disappeared? Poirot.
No. Huh? Did she do Poirot, the detective?
Oh, I don't know.
Is it Death on the Nile?
I thought she was Pink Panther.
And Murder on the Orient Express?
Sure.
Fuck, why do we try to teach people stuff?
Don't Google it.
I hope that said...
People are going to unsubscribe after this episode, I can just tell.
But we're going to get 10 people subscribing for every loser that unsubscribes.
Oh, okay, I like that 10xing. Wait, but did you know that she actually disappeared for 11 days once and sparked a massive manhunt? And she was eventually found at a hotel registered under the name of her husband's mistress? Yeah, she really was like, watch this, bitch. I found out about your mistress. I'm going to go missing. And then you're going to find me at the hotel with her fucking name.
What a great reveal.
Novel. Yeah. My last fabulous woman is Henrietta Swan Leavitt. I hope I'm saying her last name right. She was an astronomer whose work led to the discovery of how to measure the distance to faraway galaxies. But here's the kicker. She made her groundbreaking discovery by studying the brightness of stars, all while working in a role that was essentially data entry. So she's the one who that movie was based off of with Octavia Spencer.
Interstellar.
Don't Google it.
It was definitely Hidden Figures.
Hidden Figures was so good.
I loved it.
Also, did she come up with the IMDb star meter?
Probably. But don't. Okay, are you ready for your game?
Not really, but I'll accept.
Okay. This is called the Gay BFF game. Because it's Women's History Month, you finally deserve to be called a gay BFF. You're so much more, but for this game, I'm going to use the reference.
Yeah, my gay why best do I friend. Feel like I was just demoted?
Yeah, well, just for the game.
Okay.
I think all gay men should be like celebrating their best girlfriend this month, like all month long.
Sure.
So this is basically me asking you questions about me.
Oh, about you?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, no.
To prove you're a fan of women.
But it's stuff about you,
uh-huh.
Not just women.
No.
Damn it.
It's to support women, to prove that you support me.
I support women.
This is my month.
And you are one. Oh, this is. What if this makes you feel bad?
I couldn't possibly.
I don't remember stuff.
I'm on antidepressants. I can't feel
like,
bad.
Don't ask me what your birthday is.
That's the first question.
Wait. How about points if I get the month? Because it's July?
No.
Is it not?
It is not.
You're a Leo.
Yeah.
Which is July.
No.
May?
What? You went backwards? You don't know my birthday?
What's my birthday?
Yours is, I know your sober birthday is Thanksgiving.
It's not even, it's Black Friday.
Oh. Your birthday is in...
You see, you don't even know.
September, because you're a Libra.
No, it's not.
November.
October. I actually, okay. We're both self-involved. We're both stars. That's the problem. How are two stars supposed to shine so brightly next to each other?
We just do. And we forget the little things. Like, when's your birthday?
Do you know your birthday?
Yeah.
March?
No.
How many more months are there even?
Yours is October 23rd.
18th. You know what's so crazy about that? I'm pretty sure October 23rd is like the next sign. It's not even Libra.
Wow. So you don't know mine?
No. Obviously August.
16th.
What a good birthday.
Thanks. Oh. 8 plus 8 is 16 and it's August is the 8th. Yeah.
I might actually remember that.
I know.
1991. 90. Thanks. Oh my God, you're my sister's age.
All right, so you're failing so far.
So are you.
Okay, true. But it's not your fucking mom's. Okay, what is the most ordered cocktail at a bar in America by women?
This is not about you now.
Well, I've partaken.
Cranberry vodka.
Nope, but you're not.
Vodka soda?
Bar.
Nope. Cosmo?
Yes.
That is a cranberry vodka.
You know what the second answer I would have accepted would have been?
Tequila sunrise.
Tequila soda.
Oh, really?
Margarita.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, so you were close. I'll give you that one.
That's... Thank you. I do think I earned it, actually.
On Women's History Month, nonetheless.
Yeah.
Okay, on day one of my period, what size tampon do I need?
Jumbo. You just put a Chipotle Jumbo? Burrito up there. Jumbo.
What am I, a clown?
Isn't that a word? Mega?
I don't think Jumbo
super
is
soaker.
Super is the size.
Super absorbent? Actually, I win that.
No.
Yes.
The answer is...
I was called Chelsea. Chelsea. Chelsea.
I'm quitting the podcast.
Chelsea Darga.
Remember when you called me Chelsea in front of our fans at our live podcast show?
You see, that we'll never know if that actually happened because...
There were 100 witnesses.
And none of them confirmed.
If you were there, write a comment below. The answer, it's actually a trick question. I wear period underwear now. But if it was true, it would be super.
I feel like also I got that. And that also, if you were a real Women's History Month, you would use a diva cup.
Why? Because it's a diva?
No, because it's pro women. It's pro environment. It's pro cup.
Oh, pro environment is pro women. Okay, got it. Am I more Team Taylor or more Team Olivia?
Olivia.
That is true. I am
get them, Swifties.
No, don't. I love TT. She's right behind her. Okay. Who do I...
Behind every great Olivia Rodrigo is a greater Taylor Swift.
A meaner Taylor Swift.
No.
Got him.
Wine.
That's you. Who do I think you are as an iconic diva?
Britney Spears with the knives.
I didn't know we were getting that specific, but you're wrong. It's Kelly Clarkson.
Really? Yeah. Why
did you just look like you were going to hit me?
Because I've never said the words Kelly and Clarkson together.
Because she's so friendly and she's like a really good host and like an incredible singer.
Okay.
She's like unproblematic.
And that doesn't seem like me.
Yeah, you're right. My second choice was Christina Aguilera.
Oh, you see, I would have accepted Kesha. So you got that one wrong. That's okay.
That you've flipped this on me. How interesting.
Well, take note.
Are you ready for your final question? In a movie, who do I think would play us? And this is multiple choice. Is it A, Jennifer Aniston and Jason Bateman? Is it B, Sarah Paulson and Holland Taylor? Or C, SpongeBob and Patrick?
Wait, I would be Holland Taylor, right? I wanted to be that one. Her with like a little blonde pixie wig.
It's that one. You were going to ask why. I was going to say the age difference.
Obviously. Yeah. I'm a little old. Me and Holland are both little old men. Yeah.
And that's it for my segment of Women's History Month. Thank you so much. I'm done being a woman.
Okay. Oh, that would be so nice. I do think it would be great if you could like have a penis for a day.
I say that almost every day.
Do you really?
Yeah.
I'd be interested in having a vagina, but I would just fill it with semen. Okay. These are my passwords. Hold on.
He's opening his notes.
Okay. According to the Bible.
Oh, what?
Women.
This is not that kind of podcast.
Women were made from what part of man?
A rib.
Oh, you got it.
A McRib. I fucking grew up religious.
Which iconic female cast has no biblical names represented in it?
Why are you doing the Bible?
Because I wanted to, and you weren't specific.
Okay, fair.
Sex and the City, Friends, Girls. Which of those, like, so Rachel, Monica, Phoebe. Uh-huh. So we're like, which iconic female cast has no biblical names represented in it?
So Carrie, Samantha, Charlotte, Miranda. Mm-hmm. Those feel pretty, like, modern. Lena Dunham's name was...
Hannah.
Oh, that's definitely in the Bible. So it's either Sex and the City or Jen.
Which is Rachel, Phoebe, Monica.
I think Rachel is in the Bible, so I'm going to go with Sex and the City.
You're right.
Woo! That one was good.
Okay. According to the Bible.
Stop it!
How many days is a menstruating woman deemed unclean? And by, do you know... Also, this is so funny. If you touch a menstruating woman, you are unclean until you wash that evening. So your day is done.
This is in the Bible?
Oh, yes. Okay. 5 days, 7 days, 10 days, or 40 days?
Bitch, I swear to God, if it's 40, I'm finding the nearest priest and beating the shit out of him.
He might like that.
You're actually right. Too bad I'm not a small boy.
Okay, she went there.
I'm going to go with 7.
Yeah, that's right.
Oh, wow. Okay. Yeah. Good. You know what? I don't want a fucking man touching me for 7 days.
Facts. I'd be like, honey, I just leave like a little bit of blood down there all the time. I'd be like, unclean. And like, I should go down to the waters where we beat clothes with a rock.
Yeah, sure. We beat clothes. Isn't it the other way around? You beat clothes onto a rock, not you beat clothes with a rock.
I don't know. I actually pictured hitting it with a rock.
Do you know?
According to the Bible.
I'm leaving. I'm fucking leaving.
While in a church, women should be submissive, sleeping, silent, or sexy.
Is all an answer?
Sleeping and sexy. That is how like the church would view women.
What do you mean this is in the Bible?
It's in the Bible. It tells women.
Sexy's not in the Bible, so I'm gonna go with quiet.
Okay, close-minded. That's correct.
Okay.
And then the last one. If Mary Magdalene were alive today, she might work as a nurse, personal assistant, realtor, OnlyFans creator.
Oh my God. Well, I feel like she had that whole problem with trying to find a place to sleep. So it's definitely not going to be a realtor.
Okay. Facts.
Okay. So it's not a realtor. Next one's a nurse. She needed like three wise men to help her birth baby Jesus. So it's not going to be that.
I love your answers.
Yeah. What was my other option?
Personal assistant or OnlyFans creator.
I mean, she was a pretty subservient woman back then. I mean, she got pregnant by God. So she just got... I'm going OnlyFans creator.
Yeah, that's right. Now, I also have women I put for real.
What does that mean?
Like, the Bible stuff's made up.
But what?
You heard it here first, folks.
You made that up?
No. The Bible's made up.
The Bible's made up, yes.
I'm
okay,
saying...
So-
Now
yeah,
I have questions.
Play a game about real women.
Yeah.
Okay, copy.
In what year did women get the right to vote? 1917, 1920, 1934, 1991.
I feel like it's 91. This feels like a trick question. I think it's the 41.
34.
34.
It's 1920.
But the, all women the right to vote. That was just white women, wasn't it? Oh, she fucking out woman month her own cause.
No. What was the first country to allow women to vote? Sweden, New Zealand, Japan, or Iceland?
I feel like all of them hate women except for Iceland.
New Zealand.
Ah, good day, mate.
You should know this one. In what year did Women's History Month become official?
What are my options?
1909.
No.
1927.
No.
1971.
No.
1987.
That one.
1987. Okay. First woman to get her pilot's license.
We just went over this.
No, it's different. To get her pilot's license?
Yeah, she was the first.
No, I don't know. That may have been in America, honey.
Oh.
You don't, oh, so you have international women erasure.
I fully did.
Okay. I will also accept what country.
Okay.
Elise DeRoche. Martina Von Dyke.
Oh.
Alice Maperly.
Okay.
Constance Wu. What if there was more than one?
Okay. I'm going to go with a country notoriously pro women fighters, which is Russia.
Oh, damn. France. And it was Elise DeRoche.
Close.
Yes, you're right. What are the colors associated with Women's History Month?
We have colors?
Yes. So you're going to get this wrong. I love it. Purple, pink, glitter.
Shut the fuck up.
Purple, blue, white. Gold, pink, green. White, green, purple.
I think it's got to be the fucking purple, pink, glitter, isn't it?
No, it's white, green, purple.
White, green. What are we, Barney?
I know. It's embarrassing. Being a woman continues to be embarrassing.
Said by the fucking male in the room. That's how bad it is, guys.
Okay, after menopause, what is a woman no longer able to do? Get wet. Sleep through the night, perform oral sex, or have her period.
I feel like it's the first, second, and third, actually. Because menopause, you fucking get night sweats, you can't sleep.
Right.
You don't
want to suck a dick
as normal because you need lube sometimes. Because
you need to sweat. You need it for the sweat. Yeah. You're and inside of your pussy sweat and everything else does.
You're not getting your fucking period. So what's the answer?
Have her period. Yeah.
Yeah. Which one?
She's not no longer able to have her period.
Oh, well, that's true. But also she probably can't sleep through the night. And
oh, yeah. I mean, I've heard hellacious things about menopause. And those are all I came up with.
Wow. You came up with those or did ChatGPT?
I did.
No way.
I literally did. I've used ChatGPT once in our history and it was like so glaringly vague and bad that I was like, I'm not doing this again.
I know you're telling the truth because you just called it ChatGPT.
What?
ChatGPT.
I know. What did I say?
ChatGPT.
That's just my speech impediment that you're not making fun of, which I guess is something women like to do.
I mean, gals, go out there and hug a woman today with her fucking consent. Go hang out with the gal pals. Go hang out with your gay bestie. Make them buy you drinks all night.
Go, if you're one of our many straight male listeners, get condoms.
Get some fucking condoms, you idiots. And until next week, pussy power.
Pussy power.